Help House Watch. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alicia.
And this is a podcast where we talk about movies that have queer women in them.
Woohoo!
Yes. And today, we're talking about Almost Adults, which is a 2016 dramedy?
Yeah, dramedy.
Yeah, made by Sarah Rochella.
Oh my god, I totally forgot to write all that down.
I didn't write it down. I only know off the top of my head because the two women who made it, they made, like, Gravitas Ventures or whatever, which is the company that made the movie, and I think they've made a bunch of other ones, too. They have a YouTube channel called The Gay Women Channel.
Oh!
Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
I used to watch it a lot, and then, well, I think they were making less content, but also I kind of just, like, got a little bored with it, but it's kind of how I feel about this movie. I was a little bored with it.
I feel kind of bad that I didn't write it down. I watched this on my first flight to the East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't like this movie.
No, me either.
I'm just going to say it.
I remember being really excited about it when they first, like, announced it because it looked really good. And it has the two women from the Carmilla web series, which is, like, hugely popular in lesbian media.
And I've never seen it, but I, like, just looking at them, you could tell they have intense chemistry.
Oh, yeah, they do. Except they're not a couple in this movie.
And I think that's probably the issue.
Yeah, and it's funny because I know they both go to Klexicon every year.
Oh, awesome.
And Natasha Negavangelis, or I don't know how you say your last name, she is a lesbian in real life. Elise Bauman is bisexual. But I just thought it was funny. Maybe it's just because I know that Natasha, whoever, is a lesbian in real life, but she was not a convincing straight person to me. I was like, you're... Because she plays a straight person.
Yeah. That's funny. I didn't know she was
okay,
gay.
It's probably just my prior knowledge, well, just, like, knowing.
Yeah, maybe because, I mean, it was convincing to me.
Yeah.
Convincing enough.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
There's just so many issues with this movie that, I don't know, like, it let me down.
Yeah,
in the sense that, like, there were so many issues with it, and I feel like it really could have been better, and it was, like, problematic stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Like, a lot of problematic shit that's, like, when was this made? 2016?
I know, it's like, no, this is not excusable by, like, time that it was made.
No, not at all.
No.
This is something that I would expect to see in maybe, like, the 90s, early 90s.
They used the R word.
Yep.
They did all kinds of, like, terrible things, like, stereotype things.
Super stereotypical.
Yeah. I was like, ugh, so cringy. Ugh.
And just for, like, I feel like the characters weren't really developed.
Yeah, I agree.
They weren't, like, super, like, one-dimensional or anything like that. But they were also just, like, I don't know, fucking stupid.
Yeah. They were both really selfish.
Oh, yes, they are.
Yeah. So I guess we should say the basic plot of the movie.
Yeah.
Which is that these two best friends, Cassie and Mackenzie, I guess they've been best friends since they were kids or something.
Yeah.
And they live together. They're in university. I think it takes place in Canada.
Yeah.
Probably Toronto. And Mackenzie is a lesbian, and knows she's a lesbian, but hasn't come out yet. And she comes out to her parents in what I think is probably the most endearing scene of the whole movie.
Yeah.
Because her parents are pretty funny. I kind of like them.
Yeah.
They're, like, more woke than she is, which is pretty funny.
Absolutely. And I think, yeah, that's part of what really irritates me. That scene is super cute in the sense of, like...
Her parents are cute.
Her parents are cute, and they're just like, whatever.
Yeah.
And they kind of, like, rag on her in terms of, like, how intense she's, like, making the situation.
Yeah, she does make it too intense. And the thing is, like, I understand a little bit that point of view where if you come out and it's really hard to kind of have the effort of it or, like, the bigness of it taken away by everyone just being like, oh, yeah, we know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of like, oh, I just spent so much time and emotional energy, like, trying to figure out how to do this, and So it's kind of like you want that acknowledged in some way. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, she really goes overboard with how offended she is that her parents are, like, yeah, totally cool with her identity. She's like, I want them to, like, disown me. It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah, it's just something that, like, really, really fucking irritated me.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it's almost like a slap in the face to all the people that, like, do have parents that mm-hmm. don't really approve of them in some way
yeah.
for their sexuality. And it's just, like, coming out is not this, like, fucking traumatic experience that, like, you're it's not supposed to be, like, a Girl Scout badge that you, like,
right.
earn for, like, I don't know, some sort of, like, tragic moment.
Right.
Like, I believe everyone should be who they are and, like, come out in their own way whenever mm-hmm. they're ready. But, like, why does it need to be this, like, tragic thing?
Right. She turns it into a tragedy, which it really is not at all. It's, like, the opposite of a tragedy.
Yeah.
And she does have that scene with her friend. So there's also a guy in this movie named Levi? No.
I think so, yeah.
Is it Levi? Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
And he's her stereotypical GBF.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very, not to hate on, like, flamboyant gay men,
mm-hmm.
but just, like, really stereotypical in that way. And they're, like, FaceTiming, and she's really mad that her parents were so cool with it. And he was like, well, my parents, like, told me that I was going to go to hell and all this stuff. So you should be happy. And she's like, I want my parents to tell me to go to hell or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, that's a terrible thing to say to someone, first of all, or to think even.
Yeah, it kind of, like, brings me back to, like, when I was 12 or 13 and I thought I might have just been bisexual
mm-hmm.
Because I still did have, like, a crush on a boy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was,
which,
like,
bisexuality is real. We
yes,
know that.
Yes. For me, it just happened to be something that didn't fit me.
Yeah.
It
was the same with me.
But I did identify for a while as bisexual
mm-hmm.
For several years. But, yeah, it just didn't fit for me. But it, like, the main thing that a lot of bisexual people hear, I feel like, especially bisexual women, mm-hmm. but I could just be biased, is that it's a phase.
Yeah.
And that, like, it's something fashionable and that, mm-hmm. like, you just want attention.
Yeah.
And I feel like her coming out story thing, like, reiterates all of the shittiness
yeah.
in that. It's like, grief isn't supposed to be fashionable.
No.
Like.
Yeah. And like you said, it's not a badge of honor
yeah.
to, like, be disowned by
your parents.
Like, that's just a shitty situation.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Do you really want to be that person?
Yeah.
No. And like I was saying before, it's a slap in the face to everyone mm-hmm. else who has been. And
right.
It's like,
yeah, it just takes away all the power of that very real grief and, like, very real trauma.
Yeah. And it's like,
so
her,
that's one thing that
yeah.
like really annoyed me.
And like her friend Levi tries to, like, explain that to her.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, you know, it's just very much on the surface.
Mm-hmm,
like,
totally.
Haha, you're just so lucky.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah,
deal.
He doesn't get angry or anything. He just kind of laughs it off.
Yeah.
Which also feels
pissed.
Unrealistic. Yeah, if it was me, I'd be pissed too.
And then another part of her coming out that was super unrealistic was the fact that she never came out to her friend. Cassie, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Cassie?
So they're best friends.
Best friends.
And she came out to the entire world and made a Tumblr, and Cassie works in social media and was like, being super out everywhere except for with her.
Yeah, and her logic behind it is that she doesn't want to ruin what she and Cassie have as friends. And
right.
it's like, if they are a true friend, that's
mm-hmm.
never going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. The one thing I will say is that, like, before I came out, I was worried about that too. Not about my female friendships being ruined, but just about whether or not my friends would see me differently or, like, think that I saw them differently.
That, yeah.
And, like, not really, I don't know, like, because all my friends are my straight friends and my gay friends, but my straight friends is who I'm thinking about. They're, like, I don't think they would ever think anything like that. Like, oh, I can't get too close to her because she's gay. Like, she maybe, she might hit on me or something. But it's still, it's irrational, maybe, especially just because I know my friends and they aren't like that. And I think a lot of people aren't. Like, people, I think, are more concerned about themselves than, well, anyway.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because, and I think this is what a lot, what is her name, Mackenzie?
Yeah, Mackenzie.
Yeah, I think this is what she struggles with a lot in terms of, like, she has internalized so much of this and has probably, like, said the speech in her head, like, 5,000 times, just like we all have. And she didn't expect the reaction she got from her parents.
Right.
So it's kind of, like, thrown her for a loop. But I feel like, I don't know, at least with me, like, I came out to my friends, like, 3 or 4 years before I came out to my parents. And it was just something that, like, I don't know. I feel like there's just so much about it that I'm like, that's a huge part of your life that you're not sharing.
Yeah, and I think it kind of gets to that point, or at least it did for me, where I was like, actually, I'm just lying to the people I love by omission.
Yeah.
So, like, I just need to tell them.
And it's like you're sort of distancing yourself from becoming even closer friends.
Because it's true,
it's something that, like, you have to play, like, the pronoun game, and you're like, oh, well, unless they actually identify as they or something that. I remember saying, like, just gender-neutral pronouns all the time. And it made people, like, confused, and my friends were like, what? And sometimes I still catch myself doing that with, like, people I don't know very well. If I say, like, I was married at the time, be like, well, they, blah, 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 instead of saying she. And I'm like, so I'm still kind of battling with that, and so I understand why Mackenzie feels that way, and that things, other people might see her differently or treat her differently.
Even if it's super subtle and, like, maybe it would just even be something she projected onto them. You know, like, if they didn't change at all or their relationship didn't change at all, she might think it did.
Yeah.
You know?
And I guess another thing that I'm, I guess, concerned with is, like, okay, so your friend says, like, well, are you in love with me?
Yeah, yeah. I and think that's kind of, like, the extreme point of that fear, like, if you extrapolate out, you know?
And then, but all you have to say is, no. No. we're just best friends, and I want to keep it that way. I just happen to be gay. So there's just part of it that I just don't connect with.
Same.
I can see her reasoning slightly.
But I can, like, see the reasoning, but I don't really see her reasoning.
Okay.
Because I don't think her character is that nuanced.
No, that's true. And it's like, that's true. I don't think she's that nuanced. Like, I don't know. And it just doesn't fucking make sense to me. Like, why don't you come out to your friends first? Anyway.
I don't know. But then Cassie, when she does find out, gets so upset. And even her reaction is, like, even more extreme. Which is really saying something. And they get in this huge blowout fight, and they're, like, not friends anymore for a while. It just, that part just really does not make sense to me.
I know, it's almost like, you know, this is what Mackenzie was afraid of. But, I don't know, like, I'm not really one to hold a grudge, so I feel like I would never get myself into this situation where I'm, like, I have cut off friendships in the past that I have since, like, reignited, but it's, like, I don't know. Like, I would be really pissed if someone didn't feel like they could tell me something, which I feel like Cassie is feeling.
Right.
She's feeling like, why don't you trust me?
Yeah. Actually, just to go back to my own coming out journey, which this entire podcast is about now, that was my other big fear. It was, like, the two parallel fears with my friends was, like, are they going to see me differently? And or are they just going to be mad that I didn't tell them before? Because it's like, oh, I never trusted you enough to tell you this before. Neither of which turned out to be a reality.
Good.
But
yeah, I feel like sometimes, and it's not that that doesn't happen. There are people who have their heads so far up their asses that they don't.
And sometimes that's an initial reaction, and then once they think about it for a minute, they're like, okay, never mind. Like, I get it.
They think it's about them when they really need to, like, right. step back and be like, oh, wait, this is not about
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Once you realize like, that, it's, like, yeah. super easy to let go.
And you
that.
Can feel a little, like, maybe a little hurt. Yeah. That, like, your yeah. friend didn't feel like they could tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But just recognizing that they told you now.
Yeah.
And that's really all that matters. Yeah. And what you do from here on out is, right. like, you know, what matters and
yeah. what they're also, I think, like you said before, this... The whole drama around her coming out really perpetuates the stereotype that coming out is super damaging and hard. Mm-hmm. Which, sometimes it really is.
Yeah, sometimes
But, like, is. This is not... This situation doesn't feel real to me, like, at all.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
It seems just like it's making fun of that in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind like, of
you
upsetting.
Think, you think the movie is making fun of what?
Of, like, the trauma of coming out.
Okay.
I don't think intentionally.
No.
But, like, in a way, it does kind of make fun of it because it's just really over-dramatizing all these things that aren't really dramatic.
Yeah. The whole time I was watching the movie, I was trying to figure out whether or not they were trying to, like, make some sort of commentary of, like, isn't this so ridiculous that yeah. someone would be this upset?
It's like, is this a satire?
But I don't
can't
think,
tell.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so, no.
It just, ugh.
Yeah.
There was, also the dialogue in this movie was not very good. Like, yeah. I don't want to, like, hate on writers or anything like mm-hmm. that, but it was just super cheesy, and it was hard to, like, it didn't feel organic to me. Like,
yeah.
none of this movie felt organic or relatable.
No, yeah, I agree.
I was just kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So, I guess... I'm just looking at my notes, and I just wrote all these things, like, that were offensive.
That's kind of what I wrote, too. Like, yeah. one of the things, in the very beginning, Cassie says the word carbicide. I hate when people, like...
Oh, because of carbs?
Yeah, when
yeah,
people...
I was like, what? Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
I
remember.
So, when people, like, I guess say, like... bad things about their eating habits
yeah.
and like
we talked
again,
about this in the gymnast
yeah and like making it fashionable and
yeah
just like it's a form
I feel
of,
like that humor is dead
yeah
and like don't revive it in 2016
and yeah that's kind of I was like what is
yeah
this, it sounds like it's from Mean Girls you know?
Right yeah
which is a classic film and I love
right.
but
yeah
it should stay in 2004
yeah
where
I
it
agree
belongs.
Yeah I also wrote down rednecks offensive tiny dicks offensive 22-year-old virgin? Offensive. Okay, so I guess I should explain those. Like, they talk about rednecks and, like, the tiny dick of Mackenzie's
boyfriend.
And then the fact that, like, she was a 22-year-old virgin. It's just, and, like, shaming all those things.
And after she had sex.
I know.
With her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm just like,
and she's saying,
oh
just
my
because,
god, please stop.
Yeah.
Like, please stop.
Yeah, it's perpetuating that thing of, like, first off, tiny dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah
it's like, no
really...
genitalia shaming.
Yeah.
Please.
No, let's not do that. That's...
So stupid.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. Again,
and,
does not belong in 2016.
And you had intercourse with a person... I mean, the idea of virginity is fucking stupid.
Virginity is such a stupid concept that I hate. Like...
But,
yeah.
Yeah. With that aside,
yeah.
you did have sex with someone.
Right. So, like, what are you even talking about?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Just because, like,
go home.
Yeah. I don't know. Just because it didn't fit the traditional, like, heteronormative idea of, like, balls deep into a vagina.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. It just, like, it irritated
also,
me on so many levels.
22 is not that old.
No.
For one
it's
thing.
Not.
I don't know. It just drove me crazy.
I've known many people who have, you know, been quote-unquote virgins beyond that. And
yeah.
that is fine. What the fuck?
Yeah. Also, kill the notion of virginity dead.
Yeah.
Please.
Stupid.
Anyway, the other thing that I found really problematic was the dressing room scene where Cassie, to deal with... So Cassie broke up with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Who was on his way to becoming a chiropractor?
Yes.
But her parents are, like, really... They're the horrible parents in this
oh, yeah.
movie. Like, they were convinced that he was going to be, like, a physician, even though she kept being like, no, he's a chiropractor, and not even there yet, he's in school. And they were like, he's going to cure cancer. They just, like, completely belittle her. They just want her to marry up, basically. Yeah,
absolutely. There's a lot of pressure put on her to just shut up, keep her head down, and just keep dating him.
Yeah, also feels like not really 2016 relevant. But anyway, I mean, not to say that doesn't happen, but... what's his name? Matthew? Her boyfriend? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He gets a new girlfriend named Tasha, who is this character. First of all, I think she's the only woman of color in this entire movie. And yeah, she's probably made into a horrible person.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my God. She's really preoccupied with her and other women's quote-unquote fuckability.
Yeah.
Which really bothered me a lot.
Yeah, like, she comes out of the dressing room and she goes, like...
No one would fuck you in that dress.
No one would fuck you in that dress.
It's like, no one says that, first of all. No strangers say that to each other. Like, you're literally strangers.
I'd be like, hello, police?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah,
it's... That's part of, like, the writing part that I just don't...
It's just not good.
Does not connect.
No.
Because... That's never happened to me, and I know that, like, she's in basically serving as, like, a foil to Cassie, but it's, like, it's just done
it's
so
cheap.
Wrong. It's, that is a great word for it. Mm-hmm. It's so cheap, and, it really belittles, like, women.
Yeah.
And, like,
great that they made her the woman of color, the one woman of color in this whole movie.
It's just so annoying.
It is really terrible. And I just keep going back to the fact that this was made, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah. That's so depressing.
It is really depressing. Especially because, like, these women, like, the women who made the movie, they made a name for themselves being, like, super queer positive.
Yeah, and it's not like they don't know what good quality programming is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just, you know, in a sense, like, I get nervous if the stars of the film listen to our podcast sometimes, because I'm like, oh fuck, what the fuck did I say? But also, this is like a PSA. If you guys do listen, Natasha and
Elise,
you can do better, and I'm really upset with you.
You have done better.
You have
as a matter
done better.
Of fact.
Yeah, and I'm quite upset with, like, I'm all about creating and supporting queer content creators, but when it's stuff like this, this is not appropriate.
Yeah.
It's just not, like, I was fucking pissed watching this movie. And I'm just gonna, like, go with the flow, whatever, but there's so much about this movie that it was terrible.
Yeah.
And it's parts of this movie that I'm just like, this is what we need to stay away from in the community.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just really upset.
It's funny because I'm upset in a very different way than I was when we watched, like, Mulholland Drive.
Yeah.
Because with Mulholland Drive, it's like, okay, this is David Lynch. Like, I kind of expect it to be something I'm going to hate.
And of the time period.
But this is something that, like, I don't know. They just went into it trying to, at least I think, like, trying to make a movie that had positive representation of queer people. And they epically failed.
Yeah.
And also, because it was made so recently.
Yeah. And that's the real bummer about it.
Yeah.
Is that, like,
it's a bummer.
I could excuse parts of it.
Yeah.
But it's just upsetting. And I know that they can do better.
I would say, I mean, there is kind of a cute lesbian relationship in it for a minute. Where she meets Elliot. They have this meet cute, which is kind of a lame meet cute.
I actually hate that scene.
Really? Oh, no, the scene itself I hate.
Okay.
I like their sex scene. Okay. Because I think they're both being cute and, like, honest with each other about how they don't know what they're doing. It was just a moment.
That's
but,
fair.
Yeah. No, but that scene where she, like, quote-unquote picks her up, that was also pretty dumb.
That's everything I hate about dating culture.
Yeah.
They're trying to act so cool.
Yes.
And I'm just, like,
they're
so
both,
over that.
Yeah, and they're not being cool, but... In the movie, it's treated as if what they're doing is cool.
Yeah. Well, the fact that they're just trying to, like, play it off and they're just, like, joking the whole time.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. There's something about it that, like, really fucking irritates me.
I think also, I mean, almost goes to the point of, like, it just makes a point that communication doesn't happen through innuendo, through jokes, through sarcasm.
There has to be something real there.
Right. They are just... They decide to go on a date by saying, oh, this is not my real number. Oh, then I definitely won't text it. Oh, well, if you definitely don't text it, I definitely won't answer. And then, oh, well, if you definitely don't answer, then we won't go out. Or I won't ask you out.
Yeah.
Oh, if you don't ask me out, I definitely won't say yes. This whole thing, it lasted so long.
Yes.
It was like, no, just say, hey, you're cute. I'd love to go out sometime or something, you know? Yeah. Like,
I felt like the initial, like, what'd you say, meet cute?
Meet cute.
Cute?
Meet cute.
Meet cute.
Yeah, it's like a trope.
Okay. So I do think, yeah, that was, like, tropey in the very beginning where it's, like, my friends are, they don't think I can get your number. Like,
yeah,
I think that's excusable in a sense of like,
oh, also because they're like lame. 22 years old.
Yeah, and exactly.
They're in college. Like, they don't know what they're doing.
It's lame. It's lame. If someone actually did that, I'd be like, please walk away.
I'd just ask how old they are.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, and you're definitely not getting my number.
Like, oh, you're far too young for me.
Yeah.
It's fine.
If you don't just come up and ask.
Yeah.
Like, that is kind of excusable, but the whole part after that where it's, like, no, there's nothing, like, real there.
No, yeah.
There's nothing of substance.
No, you're right.
It's just kind of, like, and that's another, like, trope where it's just, like, oh, you're gay? Oh, you're gay, and you're cute.
Yeah.
Let's go out and be lesbians together. It's just, like, they don't have anything in common.
Yeah, there's also that scene where Mackenzie and Levi are sitting on the steps, and they're, like, he's, like, trying to teach her how to use Gaydar. That whole thing annoyed me so much. It's like, you can't tell by looking at someone. You can kind of tell. There are, like, signals, but they don't necessarily mean anything.
No, I've seen, like, so many girls with, like, a lesbian haircut that turned out or not like, to be gay.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, lesbian haircut, lesbian fashion, or, like, even gay, whatever. That stuff, I think, meant a lot more when you actually were trying to, like, secretly signal to each other. Because otherwise you were going to get arrested and or killed.
Yeah.
Which, it's really nice that, at least in a lot of places, that doesn't happen anymore. In some places, it does.
Yeah. But it's, like, things
But if
with,
you're
like...
22-year-old in 2016 and you're on a college campus, you can't use your quote-unquote gaydar.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, things like, she's wearing a flannel shirt, must be gay.
I know, we like, all nope.
No, we all know that's not true.
Yeah, it's just
I wish it were, but it's not.
Yeah, my sister wears tons of flannel. She wears more flannel than me. I mean, actually, I don't know how she identifies, but I should shut up about this.
Wait, maybe I'll ask her.
Anyway, sorry, Amelia.
The other thing related to this, like, related to dating that I hate about this movie, and yeah, we will just be ragging on this movie for about half an hour, 45 minutes, is the Tumblr girlfriend aspect. I cannot tell you how mad. Because it's like, first off, Tumblr is a social media website.
We have one. Galpalswatchthepodcast.tumblr.com.
Damn, she good though. But it's like, maybe it's because I wasn't 22 in 2016. I've never fucking heard of a Tumblr girlfriend.
Oh, I have.
Okay.
Actually, in fact, I know some people who met on Tumblr who are together in real life.
But that makes sense.
Yeah.
But like, at least in this movie, it's like...
It's treated as, it's not a real relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the thing that really irritated me, because I have had a long distance relationship. Mm-hmm. When I was actually like 19 or so, I had chatted with a girl on LiveJournal.
LiveJournal.
The original gay web before the Tumblr. And like I went out to visit her and all this
Remember
stuff.
You told
but
me this.
It's kind of just like, that was real. And just because most of our communication was via, like, text message or instant messaging.
AOL instant messaging?
Yes.
I remember those days.
Doesn't mean that it wasn't real. Yeah. That really irritates me.
I think I wasn't quite sure how to read this part about the Tumblr girlfriend, but I think the reason Elliot got mad, which is Mackenzie's girlfriend, is because Mackenzie is the only one in the world who didn't realize that a Tumblr girlfriend is kind of the same thing as a real girlfriend.
Yeah, she kept saying, like, it doesn't matter, it's not real. Right. And it's like, then what's...
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure, are you just leading on this girl? Like, you think this girl is just a bot or something? Like, you don't think she's a real person with real feelings?
Or, like, why would you just flirt with someone online? Like, I don't get that.
Yeah, right in front of your real-life girlfriend. They're like...
Like, regardless, like...
It's like, why aren't you talking to your person who's right there in front of you?
And then she fucking, like, vilifies Elliot as being, like, this crazy bitch. And I'm like, no, she's completely... She's... Not only can she have those feelings, but she should have those feelings. Yeah. Because it's like, why are you so stupid, Mackenzie?
Yeah, the more we talk about this, the more I really hate Mackenzie.
I just...
Even more than Cassie.
Yeah, Cassie's just mean.
Mm-hmm.
Cassie's mean and selfish.
Yeah.
And she doesn't really, I feel like she doesn't have a reason to be. She puts their apartment
up for rent without telling her.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
You're toying with someone's, like, housing.
Yeah.
Their financial stability. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, even if you hate that person, just be like, I'm moving out on X date.
Yeah.
You have that much time to find a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least tell them.
Yeah. Also, if they both signed a lease,
you
can't just do that.
None of this is realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's she going to do?
Yeah, also, they live in a really gorgeous loft apartment, and they're 22-year-old.
Of course.
College students.
Of course.
I mean, Canada's nice, but I'm pretty sure it's not that nice in terms of, like, financial situation of their students.
Yeah, I don't think it's that, it's not that different. Also, really random thing that another thing I hate about this movie.
Yeah, I have one more random thing, too. You go.
I actually hate this. It's not just this movie that does it, but texting on screen. When the texts pop up on screen, it's my least favorite thing. Because it's just, like, I feel like it's empty, dead space for the actors. They're just, like, staring at a phone, and, like, they have to, like, react to the phone. But it's just, like, why don't you just show the message coming in on the phone?
Yeah,
like, the
screen. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'd rather see that and read it for myself than, like, it pop up on the screen. You know do? And I don't know. It's just, like, irritating.
Yeah.
Would that be exposition, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think
you
so.
You said that one time, and I was like, I need to look that up, and then I never did, so I'm asking you.
It would be exposition, because it's, like, explaining something that's happening without showing it, basically.
Yeah, we're not actually film critics.
No.
Just so's he knows.
But we kind of are.
I've seen enough to know it's good, and this ain't it.
So, I have two more random things to complain about,
Do
and
it.
Then we can talk about. The one is also back at that dressing room scene where, actually, there's a few things about this.
So, it's all terrible.
Cassie is trying on all these clothes, and she gets really upset when she runs into Tasha and Matthew. Mm-hmm. So she goes back into the dressing room. Then she gets Mackenzie to go in there with her. Mackenzie, who still hasn't told her at this point that she's gay, is like, oh, you're going to change in front of me? Oh, my God. Which, first of all, shut the fuck up. Like, we're all just human beings. It doesn't matter if you're gay or straight. Just because you're gay doesn't mean that you, like, stare at bodies any more than you would if you were, like, straight.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people... I feel like, I don't know, who does this, but I feel like some people do it, where they walk down the street and they're like, oh, I would fuck that person, I would fuck that person. It's just like, what?
No.
Like, no. I don't know.
If you do that, maybe, like, write to us and tell us why.
Yeah.
Or don't.
I hope you have a good explanation.
No, but that's so true, because it's like, and that's another thing is, like, best friends. I feel like best friends, like, you know, you do crazy shit together.
Yeah.
You get messy, you change.
Right, and if they're that close, like, as close as the opening montage would lead us to believe, where they really are acting like a gay couple in that opening montage, like, sharing ice cream and soda, and, like, being in each other's arms all the time.
And they've known each other for, like...
Yeah, since they were
nearly,
kids.
Nearly, like, 2 decades at this point.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that. And then in that same scene, Mackenzie says, can I get on your phone so I can swipe through the uglies? I'm like, the uglies? It's you so fucking
rude.
Asshole. Like,
it's
what
also
an
rude.
Asshole.
Yep.
Okay, the second thing is there's this character of a Cassie's professor.
Ooh.
I don't even, yeah,
I totally
it's so random
him.
And weird. I don't know why it's in there. It's really not appropriate at all.
It's not
he's
relevant
like,
to the story.
No,
first
it's
off,
not.
And he's not appropriate.
No, because she gets a bad grade on something, so mm-hmm. he like calls her in, and then he goes, I heard you broke up with your boyfriend. Like, I don't know. It's like, how do you, first of all.
That's something that...
That's so inappropriate.
So inappropriate. And then later on in the movie, there's something like, they meet again,
yeah,
and
he was
says,
reprimanded by the dean for saying that?
Yeah, something to the effect that, yeah, he was reprimanded and he can't say anything about it. And
yeah.
it's just kind of like...
It's like, why is this here, first of all?
Yeah, you shouldn't be asking about your student's personal life.
No.
Unless it's, like, going to affect their, like, well-being.
Yeah.
But you definitely don't lead with, I heard you broke up with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
You lead with... Are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
Or I've noticed you're a little spaced out. Or
yeah.
What
or like I've noticed that your
grades
have
are
dropped.
Slipping.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, can do you need any extra help? Like anything like that.
Yeah.
Like keep it focused on the school, unless you're that person's advisor. Like, maybe you can get like a little more personal, but don't be like, hey,
like
you
can
broke up with
say,
your boyfriend. No wonder your grades suck.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Even just like even slightly more personal to say
yeah.
like, is there something going on in your personal life
mm-hmm.
that's affecting your schoolwork?
Mm-hmm.
Let's find a way to talk about it. Get
yeah.
you some help.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
There's a totally fine time to do that and a proper way to do that.
Yeah. And that was not it.
No.
Anyway.
So
yeah.
Yeah, there's so much... I'm trying to think of something that I actually liked about this movie.
I think the only thing I liked was the very brief and cute sex scene between Mackenzie and Elliot.
Yeah. Actually, I thought it was very funny when Mackenzie is like, I just stuck my finger in there.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious.
That was, like, that was, you know, endearing. And it's
yeah.
just, like, that those, like, first-time jitters and you think you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And, like, you've...
And you're like, I
know
what
I'm
doing.
And
then you're like,
then
oh,
suddenly,
no.
I
don't know what,
like,
I'm doing.
Yeah, so you, like, freeze up and you're just like, oh, what? You get so nervous or whatever.
And I thought it was cute that Elliot thought it was endearing. And
yeah.
didn't, like, get mad or anything.
Yeah, because she was just like, it's whatever.
Yeah.
You know? And I really
like
Elliot.
We're just figuring each other out. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Elliot, too.
I like Elliot. I wish there were more about her. I'm really
yeah.
upset that the writers decided to pull that, like, crazy bitch trope. You know?
I know. Yeah.
It's just, it's so depressing.
It was depressing. So, I guess to finish off describing the plot, in the end, they, like, move out. Cassie and Mackenzie make up.
Yep.
It has something to do with Barbies. I don't know.
Yeah,
then they move to different places, but they're still best friends, and they're on their way to something, like an art opening? Where are they going?
I don't know.
I think whatever.
I thought it was like dinner, but I could be wrong.
Oh,
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Mackenzie has a girlfriend. Cassie has a boyfriend. They both have sex in their cars before they get to the place where they're going. Then they pull up next to each other in parking spots, and they make a bunch of lewd hand signals to signal to each other that,
they
boned. Hey, we both boned in our cars with separate people. My bone was a girl. My bone was a boy.
Yes.
Isn't that hilarious? ha 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 ha, the end.
Yeah, like scissoring gestures.
Yeah, the scissoring thing is like
gestures.
Come on, really?
It's stupid.
Like, did gay women really make this movie? Yes, they did.
They did.
Sadly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it is just really depressing, and I feel like it perpetuates so much of that idea of, like, not communicating is cool.
Yeah.
And, like, not having an open form of communication is something that's, like, normal and okay, because it'll all work out, and you'll be fine. Your friends will forgive you and whatever, and all work out. And I'm just like, how about you just, like, say how you feel?
Yeah. I think that's a thing that the patriarchy really, like, drilled into culture, and it's in every rom-com, everything, where the cool person is the one who doesn't say things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, doesn't speak about their emotions, doesn't communicate well, is, like, really mysterious and aloof.
Yeah.
And that's pretty problematic.
Yeah.
It makes for a lot of problems in media and in real life.
Yeah.
As we can see from, like, campus everything. Sexual assault statistics and shit like that.
Yeah. And it's not as though either of these characters is, like, trying to be mysterious, but they are most definitely aloof. And yes. I don't know. It's, like, this whole, I feel like it's, like, a virus or something that's, like, in, like, millennial culture specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've said that it's been in, like, rom-coms for a long time, but I feel like this current, like, dating scene, or maybe it's been around for, like, a couple decades, but the idea of, like, a cool person just being, like, not really interested and just, like,
like, if you're really cool, you should be able to read each other's minds.
Yeah. Or, like,
or something like that.
The whole idea, for example, the whole idea of, like, I don't even know if this is it, but if it's called this, but double texting.
What's that?
Stupid. but essentially, it's, like, it's a rule that, like, you should only message the person you like, once, even if it's just, like, a long message, instead of sending, like, two or three short messages in a row.
That's too many things.
Stupid. You know how many conversations I have with one person at one time? Like, at least two or three. And, you know, I need to break that up in the bubbles.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, you just write a novel.
But it's so, like, stuff like that, and it's just like, why is everyone trying to be so cool? We're all, like, fucking nerds.
Yeah.
And we just want to be loved.
Yeah, I know. That's a good note to end on, I feel like. We're all just nerds. We just want to be loved. Talk to your people.
Talk to them. If you do want to watch this movie after all of our hating on it, it's on Netflix.
Yeah. I would say if you want to watch something with these two actresses who are actually, I mean, they're good actors.
Yeah.
Watch the Carmilla movie. I can't really speak for Carmilla itself. I never really got that into that web series. I think it was a lot better than this because there's a lot more diversity in the characters, and I think it was just, like, better storylines. But I watched the Carmilla movie, and I actually really enjoyed it.
Good.
So maybe we can talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we will at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, unfortunately, this movie didn't have much to offer.
Nope.
The culture, anything that should be perpetuated or anything like that and modeled upon.
You won't find it here.
Yeah, it was depressing. So thanks for nothing.
But thanks for listening.
Thanks for nothing to the producers and the writers, actors in some regard. But listeners, of course, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
If you did like this movie,
let
us know why.
Yeah, please write us and tell us why.
I'm actually, like, really interested because
me too.
I think part of this is, as we were saying before, maybe our own bias and because it wasn't our experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to know if you felt like you connected to any part of this movie. I really want to know why. And not as, like, a judgment at all. Like, I'm truly, like, curious.
We promise not to judge you.
No, never. But it's just kind
everyone's
of, like,
allowed to like things.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But it's just because, like, everyone's experience is different.
Mm-hmm.
And I am older than these ladies.
Yes.
Not by much, but I think that can make a difference sometimes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I do want to hear from you guys if you do really love this movie or it's something that like it's really connected to. Tell me about it.
Yeah, and me.
No, just me.
No, tell me too.
No. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you had a lovely Thanksgiving holiday if you celebrate eating food, not the colonialism part.
Yeah.
I love food.
Yes. And it's nice to be thankful, but it's also important to remember.
And to be thankful every day.
Yes.
Be mindful of that. Mm-hmm. And be aware of the injustices in this world.
Yep. Of which there are many.
And continue to happen mm-hmm. all the time. It's not mm-hmm. just one event that happened.
Right, yeah.
A couple hundred years ago. Yep. Anyway. Yeah, so have a great rest of your week, weekend, whatever.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
No,
you're ready to go, and I'm like, okay, now go.
Welcome to Gal Pals Watch. I'm Sarah.
I'm Alicia.
And today we're talking about, oh, sorry, I didn't say what this podcast is.
Just start.
Okay.